Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to sit back, relax, grab that favorite beverage, and let's find out what kind of beautiful divine messages we are going to receive today. I am one of your hostesses, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the time where we introduce ourselves. So I will ask our other hostess, DC Love, to tell you all about her and how incredible she is. Okay, DC, let them know.
Good morning, Barbara, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
I don't know how incredible I am this morning. oh my goodness, I'm here. There's a warm body on the other end here, so that's about all I could say. But the angels are gonna jump in and tell a little bit more about me. Okay. I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the Angels, and every now and then also the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing that I found with this connection is that Joan left this door open, and others have walked through it, and I've had access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source. That's really given me the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to this, my background was in law enforcement, and I've chosen to hung up my 357 and just to offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am. But I think more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. Good morning, everyone, and greetings from the magical DC Love.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC.
Thank you,
let's
Barbara.
See. Who am I today? Well, that's not who I am. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place because nothing is judged. You are accepted exactly as you are and exactly as you are becoming. You can learn more about either DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you will see learn more buttons under the pictures of DC Love and myself. The Learn More button for DC will take you to DC's website. So it's one of the ways that you can connect with DC. And the Learn More button under mine will take you to more information about me. Feel free to look around the website. It's divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, and it may be just what you're looking for. All right, so now you know about us. Now let's hear our messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing that I was guided to read is a prayer by Carolyn Burke. And it's entitled, Light Heart Space for Releasing the Past. Divine angels of light, surround me in your loving embrace as I let go of the old. Thank you for helping me to have the courage to face my fears and the wisdom to move forward on my path for the highest good of all. As I effortlessly let go of negative thoughts and patterns that tie me to the past, I thank you for helping me to find a new way to live my life. As the weight of relationships that no longer serve me begin to lift, I feel light and free. Thank you for helping me to create space for new energy to flow in. I am grateful for the light that radiates from the center of my being, penetrating any darkness as I shift my perceptions about myself and the world. I feel healed on all levels by the power and presence of love in life. My heart space is light and always expanding. Thank you, angels, for helping me to shine my light in the world. And so it is. And that was a little prayer, Barbara, that I just really, really nice. And it's a great way to start off the new year to make sure that you've let go of that old stuff.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So the next thing I have is from Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean upon your own understanding. Let your dreams be a reflection of your spirit. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace because you trust in him. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Take the moment that you have and make it perfect. Sometimes you have to walk away from what you want to find what you deserve. God has a blessing just for you, and don't forget to thank him for it. Honor your calling. Everyone has one. Trust your heart to lead you in the direction of your dreams as well as your intuition. Surround yourself with people who believe in you, and don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own voice. Remind yourself that you cannot fail at being you. Challenge yourself to grow. Life is a miracle, and you are a miracle. Keep discovering and uncovering. Nothing can dim the light that shines from within you. Treat yourself as if you are already who you would like to be. And believe that the universe wants what's for your highest good. Take the first step in faith. You don't have to see the whole staircase. You don't let your history interfere with your destiny. Expect miracles. Your imagination offers a preview of life's coming attractions. Trust that your soul has a plan, even if you can't see it. Everything will unfold as it is meant to unfold. Your vision will become clear when you look into your heart. When you look outside your dream, but when you look within, you awaken. The smallest steps in the right direction can end up being the biggest steps. Never put the key to happiness in someone else's pocket. Live and love your life. Your life is the result of the choices you make. If you don't love your life, it's time to make better choices. Love and honor yourself in this new year. Have the courage to face your fears. Use your previous failures as stepping stones. There is no greatness without first having passion. What we think, we create. What we feel, we attract. What we imagine, we become. Believe in yourself and embrace your personal spiritual journey. I love you, Jesus. I do believe I have another one. Love is the bridge between you and everything. The more that you nurture a feeling of loving kindness, the happier you will be. Each of us comes into this life with a special purpose and with unique gifts. Realize this and awaken to your spiritual love. When you are not in a state of love, you are in a state of fear. I have found that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love. When there is love in your heart, everything outside of you becomes lovable. You owe yourself the love that you so freely give to others. The world needs more people who love themselves. Let your love send out so much positive energy that it shifts the vibration of where you are right now. Our days are happier when we give a little piece of our heart instead of giving, you know, others a piece of our mind. Real love means you expect nothing in return. Let love be the only motivation of your heart, and let the love that exists within you hold all the pain and transmute it back into perfect love. I choose to remain in a state of unconditional love, a state where love can never be hurt or destroyed. Love is always the way. There are many ways to connect with God, and I choose love. Let love be the divine force of your life. Choose to create, share, and attract unconditional love. Allow unconditional love to hold you in its fearless embrace. Unconditional love is love without strings. Okay. Let this love be who you are. It is a natural state of being. Love is the energy that holds everything together. Love is encoded into the fabric of the universe. Your very spirit is the creative force of love. It is a gift that revives our human spirit. Live with an open heart. When the world needs, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. Let us love one another as God loves us. God intends that the love of Him and the love of man be inseparable. Be transformed and renewed by the love of God. Let today be the day that you love yourself, forgive yourself, and free yourself from worry. Decide to love and accept yourself for who you are. Love yourself more. You have always wanted to receive. Self-love is so empowering. Remember, all things are possible when love is present. Love you, Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. All right, now I will let Jesus flow through me and we will see what he wants to say. Good morning, my beloveds. And welcome. Welcome to a new year. Welcome to the new energy. The energy that is around you is intensifying in so many ways as you are opening up to the truth of who you are, as you are changing your life. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't it feel good to know that you actually have power, that your choices shape what you experience? This time is all about you coming into the truth of you, about you understanding yourself. This will be a year of so many changes for so many people. And at times it will seem completely chaotic and out of control. We want you to keep your focus on you, on creating your life, on being who it is you desire to be. As long as you keep the focus on you, then you are actually working with what you have the power to change. You don't have the power to change the world. You don't have the power to change other people's ideas, thoughts, or opinions. You don't have any power over anything or anyone except you. So by focusing on you, you are standing in your power. You are doing the things that can actually make a difference. Because as you are changing yourself, you are having an influence on everybody else. You are having an influence on the world. And as more and more people are waking up to the love, they are allowing more and more love into the world. So no matter how you might feel or what you might have heard about what is happening in the world and how you have no power, you are insignificant, you just have to go along with whatever is going on out there, as you open up more and more to you, you realize that that's not true. Those other people, those other situations only have the power that is given to them. I'm not asking you to give your power to anybody. It's your power. Use it. Use it in your life. Use it to create the things that you truly desire. Listen to your heart, not your head. Know what is actually important to you. Let this be a year when you truly wake up to yourself. Don't make your goal all about the world. Make it all about you. It's time for you. It's time for you to fully accept and love yourself. And we know this is something that we tell you over and over and over, but it is so true, because the more you love you, the more you're going to let go of those stories that frankly just don't make any sense. the more you're going to let go of all of those thoughts and ideas about what you have to do for everybody else, the more you're going to begin to see the truth of who you are. And the more it's going to become easier and easier for you to accept others. Because when you love and accept yourself, you see that you don't need to control anybody else. So it does all start with you. The most important person in your life is you. And we're going to keep telling you this over and over until you finally get it. Until you finally understand what we are saying to you. Until you finally live your life in love. And that love has to include you. And we know that for so many of you, this is a huge shift because you have dedicated your life to others. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself the chance to make these changes. And don't beat yourself up over what you did in the past, because the past is done. Don't go back there. Live it now. Make your choices now. Create your life now. You have that power. You have that freedom. You are loved. Accept that love and move forward in becoming the new you. So many opportunities for growth will come to you. Be aware and allow yourself to choose what is for your highest good. We love you and we are here for you. Ask us any questions that you have, and we will answer. This is your life. These are your choices. Accept your power. Okay, that is what he wanted to say.
Oh, that was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. All right, so we have come to the part of the show where I'm trying to write and talk at the same time, and it doesn't work. All right, we have come to the part of the show where we start taking questions from the audience. So if you are on the phone line and you have a question, make sure you press 1 so that that lovely symbol shows up on my studio board and we can answer your question. And if you are in the chat room and you are logged in and you have a question, just go ahead and type the question and we will get to you. And we will now start with our first person with our first hand up, and it is area code 256. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you both for those beautiful messages.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I woke up earlier than usual, and that's who I usually talk to is Jesus. And I was like, isn't this appropriate? So I just listened.
It sure is. There are no coincidences, correct? Kimberly, there are no coincidences. I think this might be a God incident.
Yes, I agree.
I think you might be lacking in a little bit of vitamin G, so you're getting it now.
All right, thank you. Why, thank you. I guess my question is, continuing in the faith, to have faith at all times, and how to embrace fear and move above it.
Okay, well, we'll see what DC has first, and then
okay.
We'll see what I'm getting told. Okay, DC, okay. You're on.
Okay, I don't know if this answers your question, Kimberly, but Jesus is coming forward and saying that he's always been there for you, and you've always been cradled in his arms, and he's offering you comfort and protection, and he always will. And when you remember him, you remember your own divinity, okay? And the moment that you reach out prayerfully for help, your mind is healed and your body will follow, okay? So just listen to, you know, his guidance, and, you know, he will always be there helping you. All you have to do is just ask, and he's there with you, okay? So I don't know if that, I mean, he's there with you, and he's just telling you, you know? And he just is asking that, you know, he doesn't want you to disempower yourself, okay?
Okay.
He wants you to really find the power that you have. You have the power within you, he's saying. You can change any situation, and your potential is unlimited. And anything that you choose to do, you have unlimited potential. Okay? And do not assume, you know, that you are our body with the soul. You are a soul with a body. Just reach for that beautiful, full potential, okay? And you must see yourself, he's saying, Kimberly, you must see yourself as worthy, okay? You must see yourself as, okay?
Okay.
You must see yourself as, okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, Kimberly, also, I do have angels that want to give you a little bit of a message. That's okay?
Sure.
Okay, honey, you have manifested new opportunities that are going to help you to advance along your soul's journey and to fully live your spiritual purpose. And just, you know, you can feel safe and know that, you know what, your material needs are going to be met, and you're going to be fully supported by your guides and by the angels. And please, if there's any fear or there's any doubt, surrender it now to the angels, okay, and the higher beings of the spiritual realm. And just have faith and trust, Kimberly, that all is going divine right order in your life. Trust in the divine. Whatever you give your attention to is now manifesting in some form in your life. And, you know, just put attention and your focus to your thoughts, your words, and your intentions, okay? Because what you're thinking and you're putting out there is manifesting, okay? So you really want to think about what you want rather than what you do not want, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting the letter C around you. Usually that's a person that's either in our life now or will be coming in to help us. I don't know if you can take that C right now.
Yeah,
but the letter C.
Okay.
Okay, so just if it doesn't make sense right now, just write it down, and at some point it will. And my dog, Ginger, she had transitioned in July. She was with
mm-hmm.
me my whole journey, and she too comes in and gives messages. And she wants to give you a message, and you should feel honored because she doesn't give everyone a message. She loves your smile, honey. And she's saying, Kimberly, smile until your face hurts. Okay? You have the most beautiful smile, and she wants you to just show it off to the world.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? That makes sense? Okay, and I'm getting,
yes.
Kimberly, expect some good news. You may hear from an old friend. I'm seeing maybe possibly like a telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
But everything in your life, honey, is on the upswing, okay? So there's no need to be afraid or anything. So just, you know, go with that. And Ginger wants to help you. She wants you to help you to be present, to enjoy life. And she's saying, Kimberly, you deserve to really, you know, to live life to its fullest, okay? She's saying
okay.
just like she wants you to slow down maybe just a little bit, okay? And you know how dogs, when they're outside, they sniff everything?
Yeah.
Saying sort of to you, get out there and like sense everything, like use your senses, like smell everything, you know, what are you breathing, you know, what's out there? Like, you know, really, really like, you know, smell it, see the beautiful colors, what sounds are you hearing, what scents are you smelling, what are the textures of everything that you're looking at? She wants you to stay present in the here and now. And she's saying, Kimberly, never be too busy to slow down and taste the flavor of life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is where your gifts are, she's saying. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she wants
okay.
you to say that I breathe in life and I receive what it's teaching me and I appreciate all the gifts that are offered. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So that was from Ginger. So I'm just getting as well, pay attention to all the little things now, like that are in relationships with family and friends. If you haven't, you know, reached everyone during the holiday season, make sure that you just take a couple minutes, make those couple phone calls, okay? And this is going to help to make, you know what, the relationships have, they're going to be strong, and they're going to be there in 2017. I'm getting that there may be a little bit of imbalance in your life, and you've got to look to see, you know, what parts of my life are not in balance, okay? And your health is going to be better if you don't put all your energy, I feel like you're putting, like, all of your energy just into one area of your life, hon, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure you, you know, you spread it out there, make it even. Make sure that you're really taking care of yourself this month, that you're getting enough rest, you're sleeping well, you're exercising, you're watching, you know, what you're ingesting food-wise and drink, and it's really going to make a big difference.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you in a relationship?
No, I have reconnected with someone, not in a relationship, though.
Okay. Because I'm getting, Ginger is showing me hearts, and she's running around with hearts. That means that someone may be coming in your, you know, maybe coming this month. So just, you know, if you're, you know, welcoming that, you know, that could be, you know, something that is coming your way. But she's saying new people are coming in, Kimberly. Now,
okay.
Are you a little bit overwhelmed financially?
Yes, I have been. Yes.
Okay, so just look at things like a little bit more rationally and try to, you know, like take the emotional reaction and put it to the side and just start really thinking positively. And when you put good intentions out to the universe, of course, we get good results. Okay?
Okay.
And just, you know, make sure that you continue to plan for the future, and that's really, really going to help. Okay.
Okay.
Are you liking the job that you have presently?
Let's just say I'm grateful for it, and it's time for a change.
Okay. Okay, because what I'm getting, if you're possibly thinking about maybe like a new job, I'm getting this is going to be a month where you might find that new job, and it might be something, Kimberly, that you're not even expecting, and the angels are saying it's a perfect job for you. Okay?
Okay.
And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and thank you so very much for calling us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, your honey.
Okay, Kimberly. I'm going to let Jesus say what Jesus wants to say. So here we go.
Okay.
Beloved, there's nothing wrong with your life. I say that because so many people have these beliefs that everything is wrong with their life, and until they get everything right with their life, then nothing is right with their life. And I want you to let go of the belief that there's anything wrong. There is nothing wrong with your life. This is all just a part of your evolution, of your growth, of your understanding. So everything that has ever happened had a purpose. And there was nothing wrong with it, which means there's nothing wrong with you. You are a beautiful, wonderful, magnificent child of God. You are learning who you are. Don't judge yourself as being wrong, because you aren't. Don't beat yourself up over your mistakes or your sins or your failures or whatever name you're using. That is simply a part of your life. And there is nothing wrong with it. It's how you grow. It's how you evolve. It's how you become who you are becoming. I want you to completely let go of the whole idea that anything is wrong. Because when you release the blame, then you release guilt, you release the need for punishment, you release all of the negative emotions attached with that, and you don't need any of those negative emotions. They don't make your life better. They never have, and they never will. It is truly time for you to accept you. Accept yourself exactly as you are now. You will continue to change. And that's absolutely beautiful and wonderful. but who you are now is absolutely beautiful and wonderful. Don't put off living until you are more successful, until you are the perfect size, until you have met the perfect mate, until you wear the perfect clothing, until you drive the perfect car. There are so many untils. People put off their life until. Don't do that. Live now, right now, in this moment. And that means that you accept yourself right now, in this moment. And you love yourself right now, in this moment. And this has you moving forward in your life from love. And through love, everything is possible. And this is how you overcome fear, because you find that you don't need it. Fear is an illusion. It's a story that you create. And I want you to really think about that. Think about the political system now and the way people are reacting to who was elected for president. And they've made up stories about this. Some people are buying all of these extra supplies so that when the world plunges into darkness, they'll still have food and water or whatever it is they need. Some people are buying firearms so that they can fight off those people who are coming to take away their rights. All of those are stories. It's not true. Nothing has happened. It is that way with all fear. They are not true. They are stories that you are making up based on what it is that you've been told throughout your life. And you have been told millions of things that, frankly, are not true. And sometimes that makes it so easy for you to create fears. But as you come more and more into loving yourself and trusting in the God that is within you, the God that never leaves you, the God that you are connected to, and that there is no way to sever that connection with. When you are living more and more in that love, in that power that is given to you by the Creator, then you begin to see the untruth of fear. And fear no longer has any power over you. So you can use a simple prayer whenever you feel fear. And this prayer is, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. And this prayer is so effective because fear is a contracted energy. It tightens. It's like you are being held in the grip of fear. When you say this prayer asking that all of the energies around you be expanded and decompressed, then you are no longer in the grip of anything because you've allowed God to assist you in letting go. This is a year for you to shine. And you are going to find wonderful, amazing things coming into your life, including someone that you are going to love, that you are going to have a wonderful relationship with. This is all a part of what you are creating in your life. There is not some pre-written destiny that says you must do this. It is your choice. It is your power. It is your life. Create from love. Use your connection with the Creator within you. Makes all things possible. Makes you more powerful than you have ever imagined yourself being. It is time for you to accept that you deserve happiness joy, love, prosperity, success, loving relationships, everything that you desire. So move more and more into that love. You can make that your resolution for this new year. Start each day by saying, today I move more into love. Because when you are moving into love, you are moving away from fear. Fear has no power except for the power you give it. Love is always your answer. Be well. You are loved. Okay, Kimberly, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you.
So hopefully we answered your questions, and now you can move forward in your life and create something wonderful and magical and loving and all of that other stuff.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling, and have a great day and a great year.
Thank you. You have a great day and a great year as well. Thank you both.
Okay.
God bless, bye-bye, Kimberly.
God bless you too. Bye.
We will go to our next caller, and our next caller is Helena. Hi.
Good morning.
I knew that.
Great. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I heard my name. I was like, what? Because before that.
I think it was Ginger yelling, Helena. Honestly, when you saw the next caller, Barbara, I was just going to yell out Helena.
I love that dog. Good morning. Happy New Year to both of you.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Same to you.
Thank you. Still dealing with the roommate decision and want to know how to allow and any messages. That's a lot.
Okay.
Well, Ginger still thinks that the roommate is a good option for you, Helena.
Okay. Love that dog.
So that's the first. She just wanted to say she does feel like, you know, roommate is a great option. Okay. And she's...
Okay.
She's blowing like really hard, and your hair is just like flying up in the air. She's saying, Helena, the winds of change are blowing, okay?
Okay.
So she's saying, you know, you're going almost like through the storm. I'm seeing your hair blowing, and I'm seeing like all these leaves that are falling off trees and branches have fallen off.
Wow.
But she's saying, you know, you're at the point, you know, You're at the point where you're just, you know, like the storm is ending and you're just ready to walk through it. You're on your way, Helena, is what she's saying.
Okay.
And she's saying, you know, just, you know, this is enough. I am enough, you know, and you are going to, you know, you're almost there, honey. So please don't give up now. You've come so far.
Okay.
Visualize the desired outcome, what it is you're wanting.
Okay.
The angels are saying, Helena, there's power and there's strength in your corner. Okay, there may be a gentleman, possibly like a father-type figure, that may offer some support and help. But stay,
mm-hmm.
you know, determined to accomplish your life's purpose. See it in your mind, believe it in your heart, and you're going to achieve it in your life. Okay?
Okay.
I have some messages from the angels.
Okay.
The angels are letting you know that, you know, you're going to have the love and support and encouragement and guidance that you're needing, okay? They want you to try to, you know, always maintain that positive attitude and outlook. And you are manifesting positive abundance, okay? It is coming, Lena. And just, again, remember, what you put out to the universe comes back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So only think about it and only see what you want.
Okay.
Remember to, you have such beautiful personal power. You have all this talent. And the angels are saying, Helena, just always, you know, use this in a positive manner, always.
Mm-hmm.
Take ownership of your life, Helena. Discover your dreams. Use that beautiful personal creativity in constructive and productive ways. And put your skills, put your talents to work to achieve your heart's desires. And you're going to get what you expect, so make sure you radiate that beautiful positive energy and always expect only the highest and the best, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting you are going to have success in what you've chosen to do.
Good.
Helena, I'm getting the letter E around you. Does that mean anything to you?
E,
That'll be someone maybe. E?
not at the moment, but, you know, it may come up. I may not be thinking of it now.
Okay, because that's someone, like you said, that, you know, may be coming. But Jesus wants to tell you, Helena, as well, you always get what you create. And, Helena, you are always creating, okay? So
okay.
Just keep, you know, creating. If you don't like what you've created so far, I said, Helena, create again, okay? And, you know, are you
okay.
going to be in a place of fear, or are you going to come from a place of love? Where are you now, Helena? Where are you coming from, you know? And just really think about that. Stay in a place of love, Helena. And the angels are saying, Helena, your hard work is paying off, and you're going to receive acknowledgments and rewards, okay? So success is coming. Just please keep the faith and continue, you know, taking steps on that beautiful path. What I'm getting, Helena, for you is what's coming is going to basically about, okay?
It's going to basically
like exceed. It's going to exceed what your expectations are.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting
okay.
stones. You're showing me stones. There's going to be important stepping stones, and it's going to lead to your ultimate dreams, Helena. Okay, so you can't, you know, you can't give up now. And
okay.
the angels are showing me your ideas, you know, and your desires. But they're saying that they're beautiful, but I'm getting you may need, like, maybe, like, a little bit more of motivation
okay.
to really get them into action, Helena. Because I'm getting, you're sort of maybe, like, overwhelming yourself. And God and the angels,
yeah.
you know, just break it down into smaller steps, and then it's not so overwhelming, and it's easier to do, okay? So Ginger wants you to just sit for a while. She wants you to breathe and relax. And invite the divine in to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Helena, focus on one step at a time, and don't worry, like, about the future steps, okay? Because all we have really is only the present anyway, right? So when you do that, you release the burden of the future, okay? And you're going to, and things are going to go a lot faster for you.
Okay.
You're very, and I'm, though, but you're overwhelmed as well with, like, these things, so you've got to be careful, okay? And Helena, I don't know if it's, like, anxiety or something, but it's sort of, like, lowering your vibration. Ask the angels to come in and help you with that.
Okay.
So you know what it is. I don't know if you're maybe consuming maybe like too much caffeine or like something else that you're eating, like dietary, but there's something that's not good that you're doing. Just ask the angels to come in, and they're going to help you to release like those unhealthy cravings, okay, because I'm getting you need like a little bit of a detox presently.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with the decisions you're making, you're doing it. But I'm getting cleaned up. Have you ever thought about writing or a writer's group?
Writing what? Did you say writing?
A writer's group, like a group of like-minded people, because, you know, people can help, you know, you enhance each other's creativity, you know, and you bounce ideas off of each other. I'm getting, like, some kind of a group or something.
Mm-hmm.
It could be even, like, a meetup or something to really, like, help you. Because whatever your abilities are, like, if you, like, you know, joined with other people, it might help a little bit. And I'm getting, Helena, like, whatever you're doing, don't try to make that work, like, fit into the marketplace. The angels are saying, Helena, be yourself, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you don't want to be that unique person that you are. Okay, and make sure when you're creating that your heart is filled with, like, you know, with such joy. Allow God to shine through your heart and into your hands and help you create, Helena. And that's what I have for you. And I'm going to turn you over
that's
to Barbara,
great.
Helena. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks, Ginger.
Okay. Let's see what Jesus wants to say to you now. My beloved, you already know that I am here for you, that I am always here for you. I want you to start looking at things in a different way. Like when you look at the situation of the roommate, you are seeing that as a problem. you are seeing all of the difficulties of it and all of the bad things of it, and should you do it just because, and you are turning it into a problem. I want you to turn it into a solution. I want you to ask for a roommate that will help you to grow, someone that will help you to recognize who you are, someone that will show you how to live your life from your own power, someone that will help you to understand loving yourself. This opens that whole situation up to being a blessing, an enormous blessing in your life. And it takes away all of the problems. Stop looking for problems. It's one of the things that you were taught to do from a very early age. Your parents looked for problems. You've looked for problems. Your family looks for problems. I'm asking you to stop looking for problems. And I know that I'm asking you to change something that is very deep within you, but it is possible. And I will help you. I want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths right now. And we will be clearing you of the need to look for problems. And opening you up to seeing solutions. And you'll notice that this is just a change to your own perceptions. We're not changing the world. We're changing your beliefs, which is actually how the world has changed. And just breathe and allow this change within you. Because the more you are standing in the solutions, creating your life according to the solutions, the more you are giving yourself the freedom and the power to succeed. The universe is always working with you to create what you truly desire. This is always true. But until you are willing to see it, you won't see it. And so we are helping you get those obstacles out of your way. We are releasing the power from the problems and putting the power back in you so that you can always see the solutions. Everything that happens in your life is for your own benefit. Everything that happens in your life is for your own benefit. Everything that happens in your life is for your own benefit. And this has always been the truth, and it always will be. And when you find yourself believing something else, know that that is also for your benefit. It may just be you showing you what you need to let go of. Allow yourself to accept that everything that ever happens is actually for your highest good. And that you always have the potential to make your life magnificent. You always have that potential. You have always had it, and you will always have it. It is always there for you. Always. You are making some big changes in yourself and in your life, and this is wonderful. Accept that this is wonderful. And stop worrying. And stop beating yourself up. Please stop beating yourself up. Everything that has ever happened has been for your benefit. Even the things you don't understand. Even the things that you continue to question. Everything. Everything is for your benefit. You are learning to accept yourself and your life. You are making progress. Please continue to be open to the changes that you are creating within you. And ask for the things that are for your highest good. Ask for what you truly desire. Accept what you receive, even if it doesn't seem to be what you ask for. Because things seldom come the way that you expect. But you always get your answer. Ah, you are making such big changes. You are opening up on so many levels. You really are beginning to create your own life the way you truly desire for it to be. Let yourself start seeing what you have created so that you can recognize your power. This is a year of great change for the whole world and definitely for you. Open up to love. Open up to love. Open up to love. It's who you are. Open up to you. We love you. We love you so much. You are loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
And Helena? Ginger just wants to let you know that she and Joan Rivers have been knocking on your door while you're home. You haven't been hearing from them or the angels or your guides. So they're saying, you know, we've been knocking. And as you were on the call with Barbara, Joan and Ginger, they've been throwing your obstacles out the door and windows.
Thank them so
they're
much.
Saying, Helena, there's no more obstacles. They've gotten rid of them. Joan got up early. And like I said, they've been throwing them. As you were talking to Barbara and Jesus, they threw all the obstacles that were in your way. They're out the windows. They're out the door. You're a good girl.
Tell them big thank you. And tell them they're always invited in. And I'll keep listening better.
Okay.
You are welcome, Helena. And allow yourself to have a magnificent day.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen, but it's going to be good.
And what if you're as awesome as you are, Helena? If every day could be as awesome as you are, every day would be the best day of your life.
Wow. Thank you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Love you, Helena.
Thank you. Love you both. Thank you.
Okay, so we are going to the caller from area code 352.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. What can we do for you?
If you have any messages for me, that'll be good. Nothing in particular.
Okay. You know, you say nothing in particular, but you don't feel nothing in particular. But I'm going to let it slide. Okay, DC, what do you have for Andrea? DC, are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Andrea, yeah. I'm here. Sorry about that. You are such a beautiful, wise soul, and your soul has such ancient wisdom. The angels are asking you to embrace it. Because you have talents to help everyone around. I don't know if you're aware of that. And you're really on an important mission right now as you're, on the earth at this time. Okay? And all that knowledge that you have, it's not from just this lifetime, Andrea. It's from many, many, many lives. It's really, really important that you acknowledge it and you start using it. Okay? And you're asking the beautiful messages that you get with others. Okay? Are you meditating, Andrea? Because I'm getting the angels are asking that you meditate today.
No, it's funny that you say that because I always say, okay, I'm going to meditate today, and I go to meditate, and then something comes up or something, and I know I have to take time to do that.
I mean, meditation can take on many forms. You can go for a nice walk. You know, you could just, you know, just sit there quietly or lay down quietly, listen to music, just lay there and breathe. It doesn't have to be, you know, there's not only one form of meditation, so there's many ways to do it, okay? But as you do connect, meditate, you're going to get in touch with that very, very, like, important wisdom that's in your Akashic records, and it's going to help you to really understand what your path is now, okay? If you need a little help, we can invite Archangel Raziel in, and he's going to help you to really, like, to connect with those ancient memories, okay? And so all you have to do is ask him, and this will maybe help you to, you know, really get on the path that you want to be on this lifetime. So if this is, like, something that you're not aware of, it's going to be really exciting, and the angels want to join you on this beautiful journey, okay? And they just, you know, they want you to just take it easy, take it slow. It doesn't have to be really fast, because we know that everything does happen during perfect timing, okay? But, Andrea, you're ready to embark on this beautiful spiritual journey, and really meditation is the one thing that's really going to help, okay?
Okay.
Even if it's for 2 minutes, like whatever you want to start with, but just start, okay? And I'm getting, there may have been past issues with loved ones, and you're really asked to just put them to the side. It could be family, it could be friends. Disagreements do happen, you know, and that's just part of life. And the angels are saying, Andrea, when that occurs, the lesson is to take with you is really like how to heal as well as how to prevent future conflict, okay? So I'm getting you maybe holding on to some hurt feelings, and it's really the time to release it, okay? And try to choose harmony instead, and approach like loved ones with kindness and compassion, and when you do, you're going to see how, you know, their attitude is going to shift, and, you know, it's better to choose peace over drama, because then it creates this beautiful healing vortex, okay? So the angels are asking that you allow, like, all family issues now to be healed so that you can enjoy a brighter, stronger, and happier tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
I'm getting you have loved
point.
Ones in heaven. Yes. You have loved ones in heaven that are they're with you right now, Andrea, and they're giving you, like, more strength, okay? They're sending you love, and they want only the best for you, okay? So I'm getting just to try to make an effort to get along with, like, whomever is maybe giving you a hard time. Is what the angels are showing, okay? And I'm getting that you're not having enough of fun, hon. You know, like, you know, working and, you know, fulfilling responsibilities is great, but you've got to balance the scales and have a little bit of fun, okay? And find that joy that's in your journey, okay? Because when we get in touch with our joy, it's like soul healing, okay? So you sort of need to create a little bit more balance, okay? Have you been thinking about, like, maybe something, like, relaxing to do? Because that might be the angels just giving you, like, that little nudge, like, yes, Andrea, you really need this. And when we take a little time and we relax, you come back and you're, you know, you're so refreshed and you're able to do things, you know, with an open mind and you do them more efficiently. So the angels are saying, you know, take this as permission. You need that you time, okay? And there is nothing more important than finding your joy on okay, and I'm also getting there may be some, like, negative people around you and negative experiences, and the angels are asking you, you know, to maybe, like, start purifying your, you know, yourself of these negative people, places, experiences, and then you're going to see that you really have the true peace that you so desire. So just, you know, just take a look at people that you're spending time with, and, you know, are these individuals the kind of people that want to help you to achieve your life purpose? If they're not, is there sort of like preventing you from remaining in a state of peace, okay?
Okay.
So we have Archangels Michael and Raphael coming in. They're going to help you with this. And just ask them to help you to find higher vibrational people, maybe like more calming places, and then you're gonna start to see how much better you feel, okay?
Okay.
And it's sort of like a spring cleaning. You're getting rid of, like, the negativity, and you're going to feel so, so much better. Okay? And I'm getting, Andrea, that you're asked by the angels and by Jesus to really let, you know, your inner beauty shine so everyone can see it. You're such a brilliant example of God's love. And Andrea, everything about you is perfect. So please, like, let your light shine, and it's going to inspire others. So the angels are saying, Andrea, it's time to release any feelings that you tell, you know, you tell yourself that you're not good enough. You're truly beautiful, but sometimes you struggle to really, like, let that beautiful inner magnificence be shown, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the angels want you to be comfortable with all aspects of yourself, okay? And just to let you know that you were created perfectly, okay? And it's
okay.
Easy to believe things we see on TV and things like that. But true beauty is not what's on the outside, hon. It's what's on the inside. And what you have, you know, is this beautiful inner radiance. And it's asking really to be, you know, to let it come out and, you know, for you to let it be free. Okay? And when you do reveal it to the world, you're going to see how your confidence is going to increase. People are going to be complimenting you, and you're going to attract those like people, okay? So, you know, really please love who you are. Know that you're this way, you know, you're this beautiful, unique individual for a reason, okay? And you're going to see how everything just changes, Andrea, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And just try to maintain an optimistic attitude, okay? Because right now, like, this is a good time for you. There's a lot of good, positive energy around you. And you're going to see how, like, you know, it's just going to be like a domino effect. Everything's going to be positive, okay? So, but you've got to realize the link between what you're thinking and what's happening on the outside of you. And this is really your time to shine, Andrea, okay?
Okay.
So there's going to be a major change that's coming. It's going to help you to discover your real life's purpose. It's going to be major. It's going to be significant. And you're going to be able to easily overcome any obstacles. It's sort of like the light at the end of the tunnel. So please release and allow the flow of energy to come to you, okay, no matter what's going on in your life. And my dog, Ginger, she transitioned in July, and she's just saying, Andrea, please, it's now time to get rid of all that dead wood that's all around you, okay? So she's giving you this shovel, and she's going to help you to remove all that you no longer need, okay? Because she wants to help you so you lived your highest and your best, okay?
Yes.
So just know everything is working out perfectly, Andrea. God bless you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Andrea. All right, so here is Jesus with whatever his message is. Okay, here we go. Beloved, you, along with everyone else, is also changing. This is normal. It is natural. It is not something you need to fight against or anything that you need to fear. You are letting go of your stories, the stories that have always been running your life, the stories about good and bad and this person and that person, and all of the stories that you've created. You're letting those go. You're recognizing that they are stories. You do not have to live a story unless you choose to. We want you to start looking at your life, at what you do, at what you think, at who you associate with, at every aspect of your life, and deciding whether or not that is for your highest good. And if you're not sure, ask us. We will always let you know what the answer is. If you are asking us about a particular person in your life, the answer might come to you as a feeling. It might be a feeling that says it's time to let that person go. It might be a fear that comes up to let you know that you have fears associated with that person and you need to let those fears go. You keep giving your power away. And we're not saying that you're doing anything wrong, because that is what all people do. They give their power away. But you are coming into a time now where it's your power, and you get to keep it. Don't let anybody else be more powerful in your life than you are. This is your life. You are the one who makes the decisions. You are the one who creates the experience. Make sure you keep your power. Now, there are people in your life who are more than happy to take your power and to do all sorts of things with your power. You already know this. But this year, you can make a decision to take back your power. They won't like it, but that's them. It's not you. You are here to placate others. You are here for your life, for your experience, for your learnings. You are here for you. This is an important thing for you to understand. This is something that you have been trying so hard to understand for so long, and you just didn't know how to do it. We want you to let go of the whole idea that there's one particular way to do anything, because there isn't. You just need to make the choice to make yourself important in your own life. And when you make that choice, when you take back your power, everything changes. And you will find that some people will leave your life. And this is not a punishment. There is nothing wrong with this. This is merely you accepting you. And the people who are not in alignment with you will leave. And new people will come into your life. And you will find yourself opening up to joy, to truly being alive, to truly loving being alive. So we want you to let go of the fears. Let go of the doubts, let go of the stories, let go of the need to decide that you're a bad person because you don't meditate or whatever else it is that somebody told you you're supposed to do. This is your life, and there's nothing wrong with you. You're not a bad person. You're not doing a bunch of things wrong. You're learning how to do what's for your highest good. You're a work in progress, just like everybody else. So relax. Relax in your own skin. Just let go of all of the tension, all of the worries, all of the doubts, all of those judgments. Just let it go. And start accepting yourself, accepting your changing, your growth, your evolution, accepting that all things are possible through love, and love is there for you, always has been, always will be. You are living your life, and you are doing the best that you know how to do in every moment. And we ask nothing more from you. You are becoming. And that is the beauty of it. So let go of everything else. And just become. We love you. We are with you. You are not alone. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you. Alrighty, and we actually lost Andrea, so
what?
I opened my eyes and she's gone. Okay, so she can listen to that in the archives or wherever, and we will go to our next caller from area code 239. Hi, who's
Hello.
This?
Yeah, this is Martha.
Hello? Hi, Monica. What can we do for you?
Martha.
Martha.
Martha?
Well, I heard.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, Martha.
All right. Yeah. I've got it right now. Hi, Martha.
Hi. Yeah, so I had a dream a dream last night that was really disturbing, but it brought up all these things, this energy sort of thing with my mother. And there's a part of me that feels just very trapped in that energy from her. And I want to know if there's any messages about that.
Okay. We'll have DC go first.
Okay. Barbara, I have messages, but I don't believe that I have that specific message. I mean, I could give her what I have.
Yeah, give her
okay.
what
is your
you
mother,
have.
Okay, hon, is she still here, or is she on the other side?
No, she's still alive.
She's still alive? Okay. Okay, I'm just going to give you what I have. I mean, sometimes mm-hmm. the angels don't mm-hmm. actually give you that. But I'm getting, they're showing me that you feel trapped in regard to this situation. Is your mother sort of like, you know, trying to tell you what you should and you shouldn't do?
I don't talk to her. I don't communicate with her. She, I don't have a relationship
did she,
with her for the last 10
when
years.
She, you know, when you were, like, interacting
oh.
with her, did you feel like, I feel like a feeling of being trapped, and sort of like she sort of dictated, like, what you should and you should not do? And at that time, you weren't, like, you know, you didn't feel like you were in control of anything, but you know what, Martha, this dream, I think, is just telling you that you need to understand that you are in control of your thoughts and your time, whatever you want to do with it, and all of your decisions, okay? And
mm-hmm.
basically, you do know what's right for you in your life, hon, okay?
Okay.
So, you're like you said, I feel like you, like you said, you felt trapped, you know, by your mom and everything. Sort of she, like you said, took over and... You know, I feel like I'm like a little, like a puppet on a string here, sort of, you know. But you're a grown woman, and you're able to make your own decisions. And you could, like, you know, you could just, you know, sit where you are, and your yourself can talk to her higher self, and maybe you'll feel a little bit better, Martha, okay? And you could just
mm-hmm.
say, Mom, you know what? I know what's best for me. I'm in charge of my life. You know, I make good decisions. And maybe if you do that, maybe you'll feel, like, a little bit better, Martha. Okay.
Okay.
So I hope that helps with your mom. Okay, but
mm-hmm.
I'm getting, you know what? Just know that any kind of relationships that you do have presently, they're getting better, and this is a really good time for you. It's a very lucky cycle of your life. There's going to be some surprises that you weren't even thinking about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting that God and the angels, they're coming in now too, and they want you to really connect with your free will choices, like what it is that you're desiring, because they can't interfere, Martha. They're just waiting for you to be quiet, and they're going to be there, and they're going to support you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. See, I still feel maybe from childhood or something that you're afraid of making a wrong choice, hon. You're sort of like stuck in indecision. Okay? And indecision in itself is really a decision that you just want to leave everything the way it is. Okay, and maybe like asking for what you want, you know, means maybe like taking a risk. But you've got to believe, Martha, you have the ability to do whatever you want to do, okay? And there is something better waiting for you, and Jesus is coming in, and he's saying, Martha, you know, never ask for too little or too much. Just ask, okay? And Jesus wants all of his children to be cared for, Martha, okay? So you're just asked to really fully express what you're feeling, okay? And just create something, okay? Just what, you know, I sort of feel like you've got like this creative block, and whatever it is that you do, just do it just because. It doesn't have to be for any specific reason. And you've got to, like, let this energy out of yourself, okay? So I don't know what kind of creativity that you resonate with, but get in touch with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to unblock creative spirit so that you could really channel it without fear. And you're going to see how in the future this is really going to help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, appreciate all the blessings that you have in your life. And it's going to open the door for more blessings, okay? Just be grateful for what you have, and you're going to see how beautiful new opportunities and relationships come your way. And sometimes when we're, you know, we complain and stuff, it's sort of like negativity slows down the answers to our prayers, okay? So just at this time, acknowledge what's going on around you, the blessings that you have, the blessings of the people that are in your life, what you're able to do, and just be thankful, you know, and thankful for tomorrow. And you're going to see how all the worries, you know, about your future start to disappear. And it's really safe for you, Martha, to open your heart for all these beautiful, loving, and warm experiences, you know, that are waiting for you. Okay? Your present and your future look beautiful. Just stay in, like, an attitude of gratitude. Just know that you are deserving of all the good that's coming your way. Martha, you deserve happiness in all its forms. Okay? Just, you've got to believe that you, you know, you too deserve to be as happy as anyone else, okay?
Okay.
So you are one of God's children, and you deserve all of this. I'm getting that, you know, you sort of need to forgive yourself for either what you've done or if you're not done. And I'm getting like, you know, there's going to be a healing. And just forgive whomever may have, you know, not done the best that they could as well, hon, okay? Okay, and I'm getting, Martha, that, you know, don't be afraid. You are on, like, the right path of your journey. And you do have some fears, and the angels are with you. They're going to help you with them. But just, you know, give your fear to God and the angels, and they're going to help you to move forward on your path one step at a time. Just stay in the present moment, and don't worry about, like, what the future holds, okay?
Okay,
and just allow whatever wants to come out. Let it be, like, a beautiful reflection of what's inside you, Martha. And that's what I have. I hope that helps you. And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Martha. God bless you, hon.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Martha, here's what Jesus wants to say to you. Beloved one, you have given a lot of power to your mother. And even though you have not actually been in contact with her for years, you've never taken back your power. So through your dreams, you were being shown that she still has your power. We want to clear that right now. We want to cut all of the connections to her that are not love. Love is the only thing that needs to be there, and everything else is optional. So we want you to just take a few nice deep breaths and allow yourself to be freed from all of the energy that's entwined with your mother. And all of that is just being cleared away. Michael is taking his sword and cutting all of the connections that are not love. She is not meant to have this kind of power in your life. And there is nothing wrong with you letting this go. And you may feel this shifting of weight off of your shoulders, off of your chest. It's almost like she's sitting on you. And now that's gone. And all of that energy is being sent to where it needs to be. Because she is not meant to have that kind of power in your life. You are actually a good person. You are a good daughter. You work so hard to do what other people said you were supposed to do. To be who they said you were supposed to be. And now you have come to a point in your life where you realize that you get to make your choices about you. And that is why this dream came up, so that you could let all this go. It really is for your highest good. And you are now having the freedom to be you. To no longer see yourself as your mother's daughter, but to see yourself as Martha, the Martha you have created you to be. And all of those other obligations, the anger, all of that negativity, it's now gone. Be because you don't need it in your life. You don't need it in your body. It does not benefit you. So now you get to move forward as you. You get to create you. And you get to do it from love. Knowing that you are always doing what is for your highest good. That you are always loved. That you are always guided. You are always supported. We are always here for you. God is within you. And you are wonderful. Embrace yourself and create your life. You are doing a great job. We love you. Okay, Martha.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
You are welcome. And they did clear a whole big old whatever that was off of you, so you now have more freedom to actually be you, and that's great.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Okay, I'm going to mute you, and you can stay if you want to or whatever you need to do, and we are going to the caller from area code 206. Hi, who's this?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. This is Angela.
And what can we do for you today, Angela?
I just want to see if there are any messages coming through for me today.
Okay. All right, DC, you're on.
Thank you. Good morning, Angela. Very nice to connect with you.
You too.
Okay. I'm getting possibly, you may have been a little bit disappointed maybe, and the angels are saying use that energy to really create something beautiful, okay? During those times, you know, we feel maybe like a little bit discouraged or disappointed, you know, there are so many other people that feel the same way, and the angels are saying maybe, you know, like watch a movie, read a book or an article, that's, you know, talked about people who've gone through, you know, something maybe similar. And it just helps to show you, hun, that you're not alone, okay? And just to keep going forward on your path is what I'm getting. And I'm getting you may have some blocks that you may have had some blocks, Angel. They're gone. They're lifted, okay? Because the blocks that you had previously, they were there from fear. And I'm getting, like, everything is, like, smooth sailing now. Like, it's, everything is open for. So whatever was holding you back is now, it's just out of the way. And this is a time when it's really important. You have to stay optimistic. You have to be, you know, filled with faith. Enjoy and appreciate everything around you. And you're going to see, you know, when you stay in gratitude, you're going to see so many opportunities coming your way. Okay? And the angels are asking that, you know, that you really take care of yourself at this time. You're a very sensitive person. And you may have gotten caught up, you know, in worry or something like that. And the angels want you to really look now, like, towards the future and take care of yourself right now, okay? Self-care is really important. When we take care of ourselves, we're able to take care of others, okay? So it's not a luxury. It's a necessity, okay? And the angels are saying you might not be able to do exactly what you're, you know, envisioning right now. But, you know, no matter what, you know, you're going to find time in your schedule and your budget, and you really could, you know, you could buy yourself a box of Epsom salts. I mean, it could be simple to take. Okay. I'm getting that, are you a bit of a perfectionist?
A little bit.
Okay, because that's what the angels are saying. You have that tendency, and it could actually block your creative flow.
Yeah.
Okay. And your inspired creativity, Angela, is divinely perfect. Okay. So just remember that. Okay. And that'll help you to release, you know, the fears that you have about any kind of imperfections. Okay. Because when we stay in a state of being a perfectionist, we sometimes procrastinate and we put off things. So I'm getting you may be delaying, you know, okay? You may be delaying your inspiration, your confidence. And the angels are saying, Angela, this is the perfect time for you to begin. If you're just taking small steps to whatever it is that you've been dreaming about, okay? So this is the time to give, like, really birth to your dreams, what I'm getting. Okay? And taking care of yourself and giving birth to your dreams, you're going to see how, you know, everything starts to come to fruition, hon. Okay? And I have the angel of expansion coming in for you. Okay? You're asked, Angela, to please release limiting beliefs. So whatever you believe, you know, is what you're going to manifest. And, Angela, if you believe in lack, you're going to manifest lack, okay? Whatever it is, if you believe, like, in doubt, you know you're going to have fear. If you believe in love, you're going to give and receive love. Okay? So please believe in only the highest and the best for yourself, hon. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, the path that you were on, it seemed like the right one, but now you've run into, like, a challenge is what the angels are saying. And, Angela, there's a better direction for you, and it's going to make you happier. Okay? Changes are necessary so that you can, you know, get back on track. And please watch. Don't get around those negative people because I feel like, they're draining you, okay? And I feel like there's drama as well. So we really don't want to be, like, around that kind of energy, okay?
Right.
Okay, let me see what else the angels say. But you have so much that you have to let out, Angela, and just you're going to create something beautiful. And I'm getting, you know, do something really exciting with, your family and your friends. Really enjoy the people that you have in your life, the ones that care about you. Maybe do something, you know, something you haven't tried before. And you're going to see that your friends and your family are going to be even closer. Just enjoy their company and just make time and, you know, and just, like, spend time with each other. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else am I getting? Okay. I am getting that, you know what, your finances are getting better. I see money coming from unexpected places. Okay.
Okay.
You still have to keep working on what you're doing financially, but there is going to be money. And I'm getting, like, when this money comes, don't spend more than you can afford to. Make good decisions regarding finances, and it's going to continue to serve you, hon. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and set expectations for your work high, but not too high that you can't meet it. And I'm getting, you know, this is going to go well. You're going to see rewards, really, for what you're doing. Angela? That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, hon. God bless.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say. Here we go. Okay. My beloved, I want you to relax. I seriously want you to spend some time every day relaxing. We know that you have so much that you need to do, and you have that beautiful child to care for, and you are always trying to make sure that everything is done and that it's done the right way at the right time, and everything has to be perfect, and you just need to let that go. We want you to relax. You need to recognize that you are loved. You are loved exactly as you are. You do not have to change anything to deserve to be loved. You are loved simply because you are loved. And it's okay for you to relax, to spend a few moments every day just being you. And this gives you a chance to breathe. And it gives you a chance to listen to your guidance, to have that connection and to allow it to help you to create your life. You're doing a great job. Things are moving forward. Your life is changing. So please take time to relax. Just make it a gift that you give to yourself every day. Just a few moments of time just for you. And you will find yourself gaining clarity and understanding about things. And you will find it easier to see what your next steps need to be. You are creating a beautiful life for yourself. And that will create a beautiful life for your child. So relax. relax and love yourself. And know that everything is fine. We are with you. We are taking care of you. We are providing for you. We are there for you. You are not alone. Take time out to breathe and relax. You are loved, and you always will be. Be well, my beloved. Be well. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Okay, great. Thank you both.
You are welcome, and thanks for calling. And do take some time today to just relax. Can be while the baby is sleeping. Take some time for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, DC, we've done our job. We've come to the end of another show.
Awesome.
And we hope, yeah, we hope everyone gained something from all these messages. I know I did. Now I feel like I should just take some time to relax and absorb all this stuff.
Me too.
All right, everyone, we will be back on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope everyone takes some time out just to relax, because this is a new year, and you need to take time for you, and that should be part of every moment of this new year. We will be back
on
Thursday. Oh, go ahead.
And we have the angel of love that just wants us to, you know, radiate love and light and realize that we are all whole, we're complete. And we're perfect now, right in this very moment. We don't have to do anything else. We don't have to change anything. We just have to allow that beautiful light and love to radiate from us to others. And we're just asked to be loving today. Just be love. That's all we're asked to do.
And sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world to do, but you can do it. You're never asked to do something that you can't do. So just be love. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. We will talk to you guys again Thursday. Thanks so much for listening, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.